from the Fajr of the 9th of Dhul Hijj all the way until Asr of the 13th of Dhul Hijj, you will offer takbirat after every single prayer. So it means you'll pray the Fard prayer of the Fajr together, or if you happen to be at home alone, and then you'll recite, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. So that's the takbirat that have to be recited after every single mandatory prayer, only after the faraid. The husband or the male will recite it out loud, the female will recite it silently. You recite it whether you're praying in jama'ah, whether you're praying individually, etc. So this is the takbirat, and these are basically the ways by which we continue to glorify our Lord for those incredible blessings that He bestows upon the universe during these particular days. So this is how an individual ties themselves in, despite the fact that they may not be going this year. Now, what's often the result of such a tie-in? When you become someone, right, if you can really connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hope is that He will notice you, He will recognize you, and inshallah open the door for us to be able to go regularly to visit His home. Right? When somebody's very beloved to, when an individual becomes very beloved to Allah, Allah draws that individual near to them. So what happens? That individual gets to pray the tahajjud prayer. And when they're praying the tahajjud prayer, they're drawn near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get to make special du'as, they get a special relationship with Allah through the tahajjud prayer. Right? The sharia becomes easy for them. They begin to follow the sunnah. That's a way by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws near people who are beloved to Him. So in the same way, He begins to give them the tawfiq to go for the hajj, to go for umrah, to again follow His deen, etc. So make ourselves valuable. That's the basic point. When we make ourselves valuable, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will also value us. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that if you're not able to go, one thing that you can do is make it as easy for anybody else that's going to be able to go. That's another important aspect within the deen. That's these are the secrets of the deen, you can say. You know, these are the secrets of the deen. So if you're not able to go, make it as easy as possible for other people who are going. For example, your family members are going, carry their luggage on your back. You know what I'm saying? Make it as easy as possible, because when you become a khadim, right, and you lower yourself and serve other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tends to bring you into the very special gathering of those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws near to Him. So sometimes we make mistakes, but when we are people that are allowing other people to benefit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will be quick to forgive those mistakes. And that's all about service. It's a whole separate thing. In particular, if your parents are going, do everything you can to make it easy for your parents. Everything you can to make it easy for them. Whether it be helping them with their luggage, helping them get ready, anything that you can do for anybody that's going, make it easy for them, inshallah. Perhaps Allah will put their name in your name in their heart when they're in Arafah, etc. So again, tie yourself into these days as much as possible. People always ask, okay, I've really made a lot of mistakes, what can I do now? I'm really suffering, I wanted to be so much closer to Allah. Ramadan became a memory, what can I do now? Take advantage of these days. These are very special days, and they're about to fall upon us, and they're very powerful, and they are going to be a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will shine in such a beautiful and unique way. So it's up to us to take advantage of it. So use these days to your advantage. Fast the days, pray the nights, beg Allah for His forgiveness, assist those people that are going for the hajj, try to take advantage. You know, just, if I were you, I mean, it's up to you, but if I were you, I would just go to the airport and just shake the hands of the people going for the hajj. Because it's beneficial. It's beneficial. I'm telling you, anytime you even shake, you know, if you shake the hand of a believer, two people, they shake the hand, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know from hadith that sins fall from that individual. So what's wrong with going there and smiling at a couple people who are going, saying, Ya Allah, these are your servants, they're going, let me see if I can carry someone's suitcase or some old man that maybe I can help out carrying his luggage wherever. I mean, just take advantage of these days. You know, that's the person who really gets into it, is the one who takes advantage of every single opportunity. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be among those who regularly get to visit His house, to be among those who can take advantage of these days, to be among those who get the tawfiq to fast during the days and to pray during the nights, and to be among those who attain some of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vast forgiveness during this special time. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين